What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome back to another delicious recipe. This is Ed Harris. I'm happy that you're here. I'm happy that you're listening to this. And I just can't wait to jump into this. I feel it's important because we're talking about quinoa. And when quinoa is cooked right, I believe it's such a delicious ingredient and can be used for so many different things. But it starts with, okay, well, first things first, how do we really make quinoa taste better, right? And there's a few things to remember. One, it starts with rinsing the grains, all right? Now, you might think quinoa, I don't need to wash it, but you definitely need to wash it. And you want to wash it in cold running water, right? This extra step removes the saponin, which is this natural coating on the quinoa. And it has sort of a natural bitterness to it. So by washing it off, you get to take off some of that. And also, it helps you to cook the quinoa better because that coating, it almost keeps it more intact. Whereas in when it's washed off, it lets it really expand and cook even better, right? You can also toast your quinoa after you rinse it if you want, but I don't like doing that stuff because, you know, you wash it, then you have to kind of wait for it to dry. But it's also something that you can look into if you want it, right? Finally, using vegetable stock. This is super important. If you're going to do a savory quinoa, use it for a savory application, then you definitely want to cook it in a vegetable broth. But if you are going to use it for a dessert or for something neutral, then I would cook it in water and then like some sweet spices, right? So we're going to get into that. But the whole idea here is to know which way you're going to go. What does the final product look like? What does it taste like? So by that, you'll know if you're going to go neutral savory or neutral sweet, right? But yeah, the other thing is if you're going to do savory, then cooking it in a beautifully delicious vegetable stock. And this is something that you can do right there and then. You know, you add your quinoa, you add your water, your onions, bay leaves, fresh thyme, celery, carrots. You add all these beautiful things. I like to add a chili or two. And when I say chili, I mean scotch bonnets or habaneros because I love the flavor of it. And I also love the fact that it gives this nice aroma and taste, right, to your vegetable stock. So I would add all of that, bring that to a boil, right? So you're doing about 1 cup of quinoa to 2 cups of broth or water, right? And that's going to yield about 3 cups once it's cooked. Now, the most important thing besides what I've just said is after you cook your quinoa, right, you want to strain it immediately. The thing is, you're only cooking it for maybe, let's see, you're bringing it up to a boil and you're letting it simmer. So maybe 15 minutes, right? The idea here is to check it to make sure that it is slightly al dente, right? You don't want it to be fully soft. You don't want it to be fully cooked, right? You want it to still have a tiny little bite left to it. This way, when you strain everything, you're going to lay it out flat, right? And then you're going to fork it nice and you're going to let it cool down. This allows it to, we use the term carryover, which is just the heat, the residual heat, finishing that last al dente part. So you end up with this beautifully textured quinoa. And then when you're going to serve it, you want to make sure that you serve it at room temperature. Quinoa tastes 100 times better when it's room temperature versus when it's ice cold, unless you're doing a dessert. But even desserts, you can eat warm. Anyway, this is what I wanted to share today in terms of how to really cook quinoa and really enjoy it, you know, as a substitute for starch, you know, for different kinds of grains, whatever you want. It's just a really great thing and it's packed with protein, tons of nutrients, really good for you, all that good stuff. All right, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share this with someone that you think is in need of some recipes, some ideas, some tips, tricks. And, you know, keep coming back because we're going to keep bringing some amazing content to you. And when I say we, I mean me and I mean you. All right. So if you have an idea about something that you want, that you've been trying to figure out how to do, please send me a message. You can email me at ed@knifeandspoon.com and I will be sure to reply back to you and let you know that it is in the pipeline of recipes to do or tips or tricks. All right. Thank you so much. Happy Monday. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, eat more veggies. This is Chef Ed, and I am out of here.